Few YouTubers have managed to destroy their reputation as thoroughly or as publicly as Blair, aka Illuminati. She used every shady and unethical tactic in her arsenal to exert absolute control over both her employees and partners. From dishing out verbal and mental abuse to exploiting the legal system with fraudulent contracts and baseless lawsuits. However, it all blew up in her face, and she's now paying the price for being an unapologetic bully to everyone around her. And after nearly 2 years of her desperate attempts to play the victim, we've finally reached the end of Blair's self-destruction saga. But as you'll see later in the video, some people are not happy with this outcome. Hi, I'm the Internet Anarchist. I create weekly YouTube documentaries, and today we'll be covering what's likely the final update on Blair's situation. I've already covered everything that's happened previously in great detail, but if you haven't watched those videos, here's a super quick recap. It all started when Blair falsely accused Legal Eagle's editors of plagiarizing her videos. This started a wave of backlash against her, resulting in her getting exposed for being a manipulative and toxic person by some of her ex-employees. They accused her of being extremely vindictive with clear anger management issues. These claims were also verified by her ex-partner, Oz Media, who also spoke out about her abuse during their relationship. After seeing her online reputation getting destroyed in real time, Blair responded by filing a defamation lawsuit against Oz and others, likely in an effort to punish them for speaking out against her. Which brings us back to the present, and a lot has happened since my last video. The first major update came in October 2024, when Oz released a brief 3.5 minute video titled A Quick Lawsuit Update. He started the video by giving an estimate on how long this case could potentially last if it reaches the court.
Starting gate, and won't begin discovery for another 4 or even 6 months, perhaps honestly longer. And this is with a year of back and forth legal battle.
Realizing that a drawn-out trial wouldn't benefit anyone, Oz's legal team attempted to negotiate a settlement in June 2024. Unfortunately, after a week of back-and-forth discussions, these negotiations failed completely, leaving trial as the only viable option. However, before moving forward, Oz's team requested an extension to strengthen their counterclaim.
My legal team began the production of my counterclaims. My counterclaims needed an additional extension of time, as my legal team wanted to make sure as many of their I's and T's were dotted and crossed, putting this into late July. We needed to add additional parties, pushing it further into August for any hope of a release. On top of this, my counterclaims now needed approval from the judge to add these additional parties to the counterclaims. The judge did not accept the counterclaims until around September 28th.
This delay gave Blair and her team the time to think about the reality of their case. By this point, they were already a year into this lawsuit, and likely realized just how long and arduous this legal battle was going to be. So, after the extension period ended, both parties mutually agreed to give mediation another chance. This time, the process was going to be overseen by an independent third party, and was scheduled for the 3rd of December. However, given Blair's unending ego and pettiness, most people assumed that this mediation would likely fail as well. But they were still hopeful and supportive of Oz's decision to give it another try, with one comment reading, "We are here for you, Oz. Fingers crossed that you can finally break free from the torment Blair has put you through. You deserve to have peace and not to worry about this legal garbage anymore. But even if the new mediation fails, we will still be here to help you." After uploading this video, Oz stopped talking about the lawsuit on all of his socials, and it remained that way until January 1st, 2025. When Oz uploaded his video titled, The Final Lawsuit Update. The video opened up with him giving an update on the case, and to everyone's surprise, the mediation was a success.
Blair and I have agreed to settle this matter confidentially through mediation. The lawsuit has been dismissed against all parties without any admission of fault by any party.
Put simply, Blair has decided to drop the case against Oz and the others. However, this does not mean that she admits to being wrong. The case is simply cancelled without either side winning or losing. Which begs the question, why? Why would Blair, someone who's been hellbent on destroying the lives of those who spoke out against her, back out so easily? Unfortunately, it doesn't look like we'll get an official answer anytime soon, because right after announcing the results, Oz mentioned that both parties had signed a non-disclosure agreement, aka an NDA.
As a part of the non-disclosure agreement, it should be known that Blair will not be sharing her side of the story behind this dispute, nor will I. No one should contact either of us further about this case or ask us to comment on it, or each other.
So neither of them can say anything publicly. And to the top comment under Oz's video sums this up perfectly. She seriously pulled an okay you win but don't tell anyone, lol. That being said, while we're not getting any more details from Oz or Blair directly, there's been enough evidence over the past 2 years to make an educated guess. The most likely reason for Blair stepping back is also the most obvious. It was getting too expensive. As we briefly discussed earlier, all indicators pointed towards this case dragging on for a very long time. A year has already passed without much progress, and it could have easily lasted 2 or 3 more years depending on how it went in court. In his second to last update video from October, Oz even talked about how expensive this legal fight was getting and how much more it could end up costing him.
By the time that mediation does occur, this lawsuit will have cost over $80,000, and we haven't even entered discovery yet, so this very well could cost several more years of my life and hundreds of thousands of dollars down the line.
And this was just Oz's side of things. Blair has likely spent even more in legal fees by this point, because she's the one who filed the lawsuit in the first place. And unlike Oz, who's getting direct financial support from his fans through a GoFundMe campaign, Blair has seemingly no steady source of income. The last video she posted was in February of 2024, and views on existing content have dropped to an all-time low. So her monthly earnings on YouTube are $200 at best, which is basically nothing for a channel with over 1.1 million subscribers. I also looked through a Patreon account, and at the time of writing this, she has only 26 paying members, which amounts to nothing more than a couple $100s at best once again. And it's likely that most of these 26 paid members are people who simply forgot to cancel their subscriptions. Put simply, Blair doesn't have any reliable source of income to fund this lawsuit. Most people on the internet also believe this to be the case, with one Redditor writing, "I think she probably does not have much money left to sustain the legal case. Even if it was always and clearly about torturing people for no other reason than her being a disturbed sadist, if she could, she certainly would continue to hurt people, as she is scum, in my opinion." That said, it's also possible that her decision to drop the case is driven by something far more sinister than just running out of money, because in addition to the toxicity and manipulation, Oz also accused Blair of something downright criminal. According to him, she used company funds for personal gain, which would count as embezzlement and is completely illegal.
She also would describe to me, and while I can't remember if this exact word was ever used, she essentially explained to me that because she used company funds to assist me, that she had committed embezzlement. And by converting the amount that I owed her into a loan with her company, this would save her skin legally.
Now, the thing is, Blair is essentially suing Oz for defamation, claiming that he made up lies about her online to destroy her reputation. So, for her to win this case, she would have to prove that the accusation of embezzlement is also untrue. And if she fails to prove her innocence, that could turn this from a civil case to a criminal case, resulting in her facing a hefty fine and a lengthy prison sentence. So, there's a possibility that she dropped the case to prevent her shady finances from being exposed in court. Either that, or her legal team realized that lose if the case went to trial, so they told her to back out. And one YouTube comment under Oz's final update sums up this theory perfectly. So basically, her lawyers take a look at the counterclaim and told Blair she basically has no out, and the fact you were even attempting to offer her one despite all the evidence made against her made you a literal saint. So it was take your offer or face the music. That said, it's important to remember that most of this is speculation based on what's publicly available. Unless either party is willing to risk legal trouble by breaking the NDA, we're probably not getting the full story anytime soon. But at least it's over. I guess that's a good thing, right? For some, yes. But for others, this was probably the worst possible way for the whole controversy to end. The internet has split into 3 separate camps over this outcome. The first camp includes people who think Oz Media acted like a pushover. They think Oz should have gone through with the case, made a part 2 to his expose, and made an example out of Blair. Like this post on Reddit which read, "I had a discussion within a Discord server of a small commentary YouTuber, not gonna say who, about the final lawsuit update, and some people seemed rather disappointed in Oz, believing that he's been a pushover the entire time and basically breaking his promise of exposing Blair of his damning allegations. But he just wanted the drama to be over. What do you guys think?" And while there's no justification for attacking Oz just because he agreed to end the case, it is somewhat understandable. Think of it this way. The Illuminati drama has been going on for nearly 2 years at this point. Hundreds of thousands of people have spent countless hours fussing over details and essentially consuming the drama as it unfolded. For such a huge controversy to wrap up in such a mundane way, way, it's bound to leave some people feeling a bit frustrated. Like this one person on Reddit who wrote, "The human empathetic side of me is happy that Oz can be done with this all. The drama fiend in me is pissed off. She waited this long when we were close to getting more. It's not like this would have changed anything, but I really do feel like there was a lot if the second video was going to be as big as it sounded. Even then, there is no rational reason to direct this frustration at Oz, who is essentially the victim in this case." Which brings us to the second group, who believe Blair essentially got off scot-free, considering everything she's done. To them, this is a loss for Oz, who had gone through so much, and ultimately had to settle without receiving the justice he deserved. Some are even speculating that Blair might not even hold up to her end of the bargain, like this one person who wrote, "To be honest, I don't think she'll respect her end of the bargain. She demonstrated to be a manipulative, abusive, lying, and untrustworthy person. She's probably gonna lay low for a while, and then start talking about her traumatic experience, while omitting crucial details, but also not mentioning anything that is related to this case in particular." Another person expressed a similar sentiment, with added worry about Oz's safety moving forwards, stating, "I really hope she doesn't try and use this non-disclosure agreement to harass him if he so much as mentions her or the toxic relationship he had with her in one of his videos. And considering how she's acted so far, I wouldn't be surprised if she took a path like this." That said, the vast majority of people are just happy that Oz managed to escape the clutches of his abuser. This is something that Oz himself mentioned when talking about the upcoming mediation in his previous update.
"I would also like to take this opportunity to rid my life of Blair, to move my channel back to its previous goofy content, and to, more importantly, move on from my ex whose legal charge has infested my day-to-day life, and focus on a future with my partner where we can both move forward and heal."
And all things considered, this is the best outcome for Oz. Who knows what could have happened if the case had gone to trial? As for the people who think Blair got off too easy, that's simply not true. When this whole thing started back in 2023, Blair had a successful YouTube channel with a million loyal fans who accepted everything she said as truth. Fast forward to today, and she has nothing. Her YouTube channel is dead, and everyone who once looked up to her now see her as the egotistical, petty, and manipulative person she is. Which raises an important question. What's next for Blair? Well, we don't know for sure. She might abandon everything and disappear from the internet completely, or she might try to return to YouTube after the dust settles. But considering how thoroughly she's destroyed her reputation, any attempt at a comeback is almost guaranteed to fail. Even so, if by some miracle this isn't the end of the Illuminati saga, I'll be sure to cover it in the future. In the meantime, check out our videos on Nuz Daily to see how it's becoming just as hated as Illuminati, if not more.